time to take a look now at some of the mischief we can get up to this weekend with our event guide, taking a look at some of the indoor activities that we can jump on board with. I'm joined in studio by one of our brand new producers, Arian. Arian, good morning.
Good morning, Jess.
How are we?
Good, good.
What have we got going on around Sydney?
We've got a few fun things happening around town.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Everyday Machines at Alaska Projects today. Alaska Projects and Tom Smith have programmed 3 experimental sound performances, bringing everyday machines to life. They're exploring everything from capture systems.
Oh, okay.
Internet tracking cookies.
Ooh.
And that sad egg Gudetama.
Okay.
And they're going to make like these beautiful sound performances.
So I love
that. That's going to be...
It always amazes me how people can make the most incredible music out of the most unusual places.
I have no idea how they do it.
I know. I sit there in awe. I'm like, okay, you are a genius. I have no idea what you're doing, but you are a genius.
It's really fun.
So it's a free event, isn't it?
Yeah, it's free. It kicks off at 4 p.m. today at Alaska Projects in the King's Cross car park.
Love it. Bit of a dreary day, but I think that'll add to the atmosphere.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like escaping. It's like a weird place.
I can get on board.
Yeah.
I like it. What else have we got happening?
Another quiet one for you. Sherman Contemporary Art Foundation is having a special screening of Tokyo Story.
Cool.
So it was made after the Second World War, mm-hmm. and it kind of explores this deep generational differences of post-war Japan.
Mm-hmm.
It's been voted one of the best films a number of times. I think it'll be a fun one to get to.
Have you ever seen Tokyo Story?
I have not.
Me neither.
People have been trying to get me to watch it for a number of years. So
really?
I think I'm going to get out to that one.
Well, this is the perfect day. Dreary, rainy, yeah. Get inside, watch a great film.
And it's only $10 and it comes with like some Japanese savory snacks. So... It'll be quite a nice little afternoon.
I love anything that comes with snacks. That is my type of event. If you are going to feed me and entertain me, I'm a happy young lady.
Just like matching the two things together. It's always a bonus.
Always a bonus. And we've got one last event for this weekend. What have we got?
Yeah, tomorrow the MCA Zine Fair is back as part of the Sydney Writers Festival.
Cool.
So there's plenty of experimental and emerging artists coming out. There'll be plenty of zines, small press publications, prints, comics from all around the country.
So what is a zine?
A zine is like a DIY magazine.
Cool.
It's like people print them out on their little bubble jet printers, staple them and take them out to the zine fair.
That's so cool. I love the idea of people making their own
zines
and producing content that they like and that they want to hear. And there's always someone who's going to produce content that speaks to you as well.
Mm.
The MCA put on so many fantastic events and they do them really, really well.
Yeah, they keep delivering some really good things.
I feel like they've got it down to a bit of a fine art. Like they know how to put on a good event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is definitely one that's been around for a few years and they've like really refined how it's delivered.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's today, is it?
No, it's tomorrow.
Beautiful.
So it's tomorrow at 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
Just at the MCA in the Rocks.
Beautiful. And take some coins along to pick up some zines.
Yeah.
And some little small press publications and comics from around the country.
All like, sorts of shit.
That's so cool. It's okay. I saw that little... we don't have a beep button in here, so we'll just pretend.
Cool. It's never happened. It never happened.
Oh, what's your pick of the bunch this weekend?
What are you most excited about? I will get out to the zine fair.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think it's just really fun. You just take a couple of coins with you. You get to explore all the different like arts things that are happening. Mm.
Support grassroots publications
exactly,
as well.
Exactly. And you pick up some like cool, weird like stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I think my pick of the bunch would be the Contemporary Art Foundation and their screening of Tokyo Story.
You just want that savory snacks.
Savory snack, good film. I'm there. Perfect rainy weekend event. We're going to have to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us this
Thank
morning.
You.